The effects of the partial federal government shutdown are rippling across the Northwest. About 1,000 federally funded Oregon National Guard members received furlough notices Tuesday. Same for 850 Washington National Guardsmen and another 850 from Idaho. Meanwhile, guests at hotels and campgrounds inside national parks have been told to leave by Thursday. Correspondent Tom Bonsi went to the gate of Mount Rainier National Park and files this report.
Large national parks like Mount Rainier are keeping skeleton crews on duty to maintain roads and historic buildings and redirect visitors. Mount Rainier Park spokeswoman Patty Wold says it's no fun turning everyone away, cars, bikers, and hikers.
We're here to serve the public, and we're not being allowed to do that, so it is very hard for all of us to not be able to have people come to this beautiful park and enjoy their public lands that they cherish.
German tourist Julian Scherer and his group of three traveling companions took the first day of the government shutdown in stride. It became an excuse to skip a hike in the fog and rain, but he says the mood could sour if this drags on.
Today it's not that big part of a disappointment, but tomorrow for Mount St. Helens and for the other national parks, it will be, yeah, definitely.
Scherer says his group's plan was to tour western parks from Rainier down through Crater Lake and the Redwoods, but that's now in doubt. I'm Tom Bonsi near Ashford, Washington.